So the one other thing that sort of sticks out there that we've been hearing about are these so-called pulmonary reactions. And I see that this man, it looks like he was involved in a study looking at that.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. So these have been described. They're running about something like 5% of people get any kind of respiratory symptoms with brigatinib. About 3% get something severe. So unless you're treating 30 patients a year, you're unlikely to see this. It's very specific. It's literally happening on the second or third day that you go on it. And the amazing thing is this is not the pneumonitis that we associate with other TKIs. If you go on it and you get it and you stay on the drug, if you can tolerate staying on the drug, within 4 or 5 days, they will all disappear. It has a completely different pathophysiology. And we've done this study. We haven't presented it publicly yet, but what I can tell you, because this guy contributed to it, is if you actually do pulmonary function tests, everybody's DLCO, their ability to transfer oxygen, drops very briefly on day two, and then it normalizes. And so I think the people who are getting the symptoms are the people who don't tolerate that 10 or 20% drop in DLCO for a few days. And that's what you do. So we didn't know who was going to happen, but if Mrs. Jones is a respiratory cripple when she walks through the door, you could say, brigatinib may not be the drug for you. Or if you do do it, you do a shallower step up, 30, 60, 90, and then 180, and they tolerate it just fine.
And at this point, what's your hypothesis about the pathophysiology?
We don't know. We've got a nice collaboration going on with Cambridge University in the UK, and they're starting to analyze these CT scans that we're doing on day two in the study, and they think there's an increase in vascular density. So they're wondering if there's some vasospastic thing which then you rapidly tolerize to. And brigatinib is one of the drugs that does have some hypertension associated with it, so maybe it has some vascular effects.
Interesting. And clinically, what do patients actually say?
So if you're in the severe, you literally feel like your chest is incredibly tight. But probably half of them have, mild to moderate, and you literally have to drag the information out of them. It's just sort of like, well, I felt a little tight, and then I just ignored it and it went away.
So it sounds like it's not a big concern from your point of view.
No, not at all. I mean, the scariest thing is a severe side effect that's unpredictable. I think this is a side effect which is 100% predictable because it happens in everybody and you can predict who can tolerate it. And then when you think about the pathophysiology, you just want to reassure the patient that if they can tough it out for 4 or 5 days, it'll just go away.